Welcome to Got Invention Radio with your host, Brian Freed.
Welcome to Got Invention Radio. I'm your host, Brian Freed, and tonight we're going to find out what a sales rep does. We have Steve Allen from Allen Marketing. He is a seasoned sales rep. He's been around for in the sales world and helping different people bring their products to retail for quite some time. Steve, how long has it been?
Well, I hate to admit I've been in sales now for approaching 50 years.
Altogether. Unbelievable. That's fantastic. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you. Happy to be with you.
So can you tell us a little bit about yourself? I know I kind of tweaked a little bit in there, but
sure.
I know you have a lot to offer. So let's hear where you've been and what you've been up to.
Well, essentially, I started selling door-to-door while I was in college at the age of 18 so that I could finish college. The alternative was to drop out or figure out a way to make some money. And I liked it, and after 10 years of doing that, I went to work for a company, actually, as what you call a company sales rep, selling one particular line of product at that time to retail stores, principally department and specialty stores. And after 5 years of that, it was not too exciting, so I decided to become a manufacturer's rep, and that's where I've been since 1979.
Oh, so we've heard this term a couple times, sales rep or manufacturer's rep. Maybe you could tell us what it actually means.
Sure. A sales rep, actually, a manufacturer's rep, I guess I should say, is actually generally the sales and marketing arm for a smaller company that cannot afford to or does not have their own sales force. Essentially, if you have a manufacturer of a product and you have a potential customer and they don't have a real way of selling the product around the country, they hire someone like us who has the contacts and so forth to go in and actually present that product, sell it, help market it, and sell it through the ultimate consumer.
Okay.
And generally speaking, the reps who have been around for a while have long-term relationships, and they can get through the sales process a little faster and more efficiently than a manufacturer can doing it themselves.
Okay. So a sales rep and a manufacturer's rep is the same thing?
I'm using those two terms interchangeably, yes.
Okay. I just want to understand, because inventors, we hear different terms, and we don't know if there's any kind of difference at all. So it's just the same thing?
Same thing, yes.
Okay. So, Steve, where most of the inventors listening out there, we're at a point where we're making a decision whether we're licensing or we're manufacturing. I know we on the other shows we always talk about, when you have your idea, you get the IP, the patent searching done, and all that type of stuff, and making prototypes. And here we are. We have a product that's ready to launch. Or is it that we can bring you something as a rep, as a prototype?
Actually, I've done both. More often than not, I represent what I'd call finished products, products that are ready to go and sometimes sitting in the warehouse. However, I have also taken a prototype product to a key account, for example, sat down with them. We talk about where that product might go. Do they have anything they dislike about it, for example, that could possibly be changed before it's turned into a final product? Do they see any improvement, possibly? And if they're enthusiastic enough about it to move forward, at that point, the manufacturer then decides probably to go ahead and manufacture the product. Now, certainly he could license it as well if you have the right customer, but it does take a specific type of customer to license a product.
Okay, so let's say you're the sales rep and I'm the inventor and I bring you a prototype. What you're saying is that one of the buyers that you show it to in a retailer would consider licensing it directly?
In some cases, that's rare, but there are cases where that's the case. Very large accounts, particularly.
Okay.
There are enough these days, because of the many mergers in the retail business, there are a lot of a very large key accounts. For example, if you took an item to JCPenney, for example, and they loved it and they didn't want anybody else to have it, they might license it.
Hmm. Well, I see that when I go into the retail stores, I see a good portion of Rite Aid and Bed Bath & Beyond and Targets and Walmarts. they all have their own private labeled product.
Exactly.
So that's really what you're talking about. But you're not talking about bringing it to a manufacturer with distribution all over the place. You're talking about a particular retailer.
I'm specifically, as a manufacturer's rep, I'm talking about going to a retailer.
Okay.
Now, the fact is that the other alternative certainly is to go to a manufacturer and try to partner with that manufacturer. Mm-hmm. That's another area that I don't, as a rep, usually get involved in.
Okay. That's I think that's clear at this point, which I'm glad, and that's a good opportunity also, inventors, that a sales rep can end up bringing the product and potentially licensing it directly to that retailer. But obviously, if they're doing it, they're going to want some kind of exclusive. So, Steve, from my experience, usually sales reps don't want to deal with an inventor that has just a prototype. There are some out there that are willing to take it and be able to show and see what kind of interest they can end up getting out there?
There are some. I would do that if it was an exciting – if I found the product really exciting. I happen to love to work with exciting items. Throughout my 30-plus years of being a manufacturer's rep, I've taken a number of single items and turned them into successful stories because they were exciting to me. I was very enthusiastic about them. So if I find an item I'm very enthusiastic about, I don't mind at all starting in the prototype stage, understanding, as long as the manufacturer understands, it's going to take some time to generate that first order.
Okay, understood. Phone lines are open, 888-327-0061. Inventors, I know a lot of you have products that are just about ready to launch. Steve's mentioning also taking it from a prototype stage, but now's your opportunity to ask all kinds of questions that you want with getting your product into retail through a manufacturer's rep. So you could call 888-327-0061, or you can email me, brian@gotinvention.com. All right, so, Steve, once you end up taking this actually, here's a question already. The inventor is asking, let me just interpret this real quick for 1 second. Basically asking, does having one product make it, or can it be successful just having one product out there?
It is very, very difficult to succeed with a single product. The reason that I say that is in the old days, 30 years ago, if I had, for example, I'm a housewares rep by nature. My priorities for 30 years were housewares. And you could take an individual item, and at that point in time in our territory, which was the four states of Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas, I had over 300 specialty stores. Okay. I could take that single item and go into every one of those specialty stores, maybe not every one, but most of them, and write orders. Today, those stores don't exist. There are maybe a dozen left in our territory, but what there are now are the big boxes like the Bed Bath & Beyonds, and the department stores like the Penney's, the Dillard's, the Macy's, and then the mass merchants, of course, like the Walmart, Target, and so forth. Those big accounts will really resist trying to do a single item.
Okay.
Because they feel that it's too expensive for them to go through the vendor setup and all the things necessary to do a single product.
So how do you, if I'm an inventor and I come to somebody like you with one product, what do you tell me?
I'm probably going to tell you that the best thing you can do, let me back up one step here. If it's just a super exciting product that has, for example, has TV potential, but hypothetically, my favorite account, or the account that I spend most of my time on right now, is Home Shopping Network. Well, if a product has potential, for example, to go on TV, be explained, and be sold via TV, I'll take that product to Home Shopping Network at the drop of a hat.
Okay.
But the next step, if that weren't the possibility, then is it a good enough product to go to a national marketing firm, for example, that does TV advertising? If you can launch a product on TV, generate enough interest to pull it through at retail, then you have the ability to go to the retail stores with a single product that's already being sold successfully, being seen on TV all the time, then you have a chance of selling that single product. Otherwise, the third alternative would be to try to find a manufacturer who's building similar type products and see if you can license to that manufacturer.
Okay. So that's a good when somebody comes to you with one product, but when somebody has a line of products, obviously that's a lot easier to get into retail.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
And what is the buyer, how does the buyer look at the one product to the line of products that you would present?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
Well, how do they look when you have a line of products that you're bringing to them? Are they more, they say, oh, I see you have, you know, 10 different colors of this product, or is it just that you have one product, one color?
Yeah, most buyers are much more receptive if you have a line of product versus a single product. The only exception to that primarily is the TV marketers who look specifically for items.
Okay.
TV networks like Home Shopping Network, QVC, et cetera.
Okay. And you know what, Steve? This question came up quite often. So if I have one product but it comes in five different colors, is that considered a product line?
Not really. It's not really. You can sometimes, if it's an exciting enough product, you might be able to get away with that. But you really need some different product.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So you can call up. We have a great show coming up with all different types of questions. Steve's going to talk to us about the different types of reps and what to expect and so forth. So we'll be back. We have Steve Allen from Allen Marketing on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. We'll be back in a moment.
Save your cash while increasing your sales. Every business knows cash is king. Quit paying out your cash while maintaining all the services you need. At the same time, increase sales with new customers. Sound too good to be true? It's not. WS Radio has done it using traditional business practices. We will even give you $250 in services just to give it a try. Log on to wsradio.com/barter. That's wsradio.com/barter.
Love to read but just don't have the time? With Audible.com, you can catch up on reading simply by listening. Audible has the largest collection of digital audiobooks, over 85,000 titles in every genre. Listen to a bestseller on your iPhone, BlackBerry, Android smartphone, or one of 500 other compatible devices. Visit audible.com/WSRadio today and get a free audiobook when you try Audible free for 14 days. That's audible.com/WSRadio.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
There's nothing small about the challenges of running a small business. That's why CBeyond offers big solutions to help you grow. In fact, more than 50,000 small businesses nationwide count on CBeyond's award-winning communications and IT services, like our local and long-distance, high-speed broadband, mobile, web hosting, data backup and security, plus more than 30 productivity-enhancing applications. To learn more, log on to CBeyond.net. That's the letter C, Beyond.net. Big solutions for growing your small business.
Could your business use $10,000 to $500,000 in cash flow to grow faster? Do you need money for things like purchasing inventory or advertising your business? If you do, call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant offers a variety of working capital programs for your business. While banks have tightened up their criteria to give money to small businesses, AmeriMerchant is providing working capital to all types of businesses every day. They even have special programs that allow your business to purchase inventory or advertise with no money up front. Grow your business today with up to $500,000 in new cash flow in as little as 7 days only from AmeriMerchant. Call us right now for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. Call us 24 hours a day for a free quote. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570.